Yeah, what's going on, people? You guys know it's July 18th, my birthday, and I'm doing what I always do every year. Just chilling and doing what I do best, and that's rocking out on Free Game Radio. Hit me up, 347-857-4302. You know, you're going to be here doing the damn thing, mixing it up, playing some tracks. You know, but hit me up. Y'all got the number. We'll get the whole show start up in just a second. But let me know what's going on, what y'all doing tonight. Tonight I'll be with Joel Ortiz in Williamsburg, 1630 Weirhurst Street. Like I said, that's in Williamsburg. So definitely come through, come early. You know, it gets packed, the line gets long, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want them trying to tell me I can't get into my own little shindig, you dig? So, y'all get there early. Y'all get there. And y'all party with me, have a drink. Do whatever. You know, I do have Miss Nikki Barbs in the building. You know, she said we can't do the show this year, and she's not here. So just bear with me for a second, ladies and gentlemen, and we can get the show on the road. And it's really kind of upsetting that I'm getting all these technical difficulties of all days today. You know what I'm saying? Of all days. Today, but that's why, you know, most times I'm supposed to have to have two devices, two computers, and everything like that. So once I get the second one up and running, we'll be back. Cause I know y'all tired of hearing me talking shit, you know. But let's get into one of my one of my favorites. You know, this is a. Fella from TGO, and this is the shit. I don't know. It's cover Jay-Z Usher track, high about a summer or two ago, something like that. And if you guys are outside or headed home right now, hope y'all got an umbrella. Be safe. It is storming and stuff, but that ain't gonna stop me from my party. I'm still be doing my thing, getting it in. So definitely, yeah, I don't know if you guys can hear that, but that rumble is something serious, y'all. That rumble is something serious, and I once again thank everybody who's actually tuned in and rocking with me right now as I get everything up and running. So I always, always appreciate you guys for that. I always appreciate you guys for being with me and coming back week in, week out. You know, so just know I definitely do appreciate you guys for all that you do. And also gotta give love and shout outs to the artists that hit me up, and they always have you know, they always have music for me or anything. You know, they hit me, yo, Black, what up? They call just to say what up. You know, hit me up on Twitter just out of love. And, you know, that's the cool thing. We got to finally. I know she's about to come in and start cussing. So, guys, please enjoy this little last bit of peace and quiet before she come in spazzing, because I know she's about to do. But we got Miss Nikki Barbs, CEO of All Barbs. Host of All Bars Radio. She has many hats, but she's definitely in the building with us today. What's going on, Ms. Barbs?
Happy birthday. What's going on?
Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, you know, relaxing, getting everything up to par, and it seems like everything is starting to get back in the swing of things now, which I'm happy about.
Definitely want to let the listeners know that it's your girl, Nikki Barbs, from All Barbs Radio, and I'm rocking out with Brooklyn Black for his fucking birthday, so I'm really excited to actually do this with you this year, because all your other birthdays, I wasn't around.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, like I said, it's just a nice little party. I throw you up a nice little mix, talk a little shit, you know. And in the nature of you being here, All Bars Radio, you guys always talk shit. You know.
Well, we do.
So don't know, you know, you catch your Tuesday and Thursdays out. I'll be in the background even though they be trying to put me front and center.
All the time. But, yeah, I mean, we don't just talk shit, though. We actually state facts as well as talk shit. So just want everybody to know that we just don't be up here talking about a whole bunch of nothing. We definitely do go in on very trendy topics. We definitely play and cater to unsigned independent artist music. So if you definitely want to have your shit played on my radio show, definitely get at me at How's Your Head Game on Twitter, as well as hit up Brooklyn Black, because if you do, so definitely send over that information to me and I'll get it.
Yeah, most definitely. And I got some stuff, because, you know, I hear it's been alleged that Miss Nikki Paws is an awesome dancer. Now.
Thank you.
I say I haven't seen it, so I can't say. Yeah, she's a dope dancer.
I'm a great dancer, though. Don't worry, though. You'll get to see my skills sooner than you think. I'm gonna bust it on you. I'm gonna bust it on you real quick.
Yeah, I heard that, America.
Yes, America. I will bust it on Brooklyn Black so that she knows that it's real, and I will definitely give him a great show. We need to get our show on a YouTube channel. So that way they can see us. They can see how me and you interact. They can actually feel us, because I look for in radio hosts, I look for the comfortability. When they, you know, whether we can see them or not, when they're talking, like, as long as they're making me feel comfortable, then I'm rocking out with them. So I definitely we need to consider that, getting a YouTube channel show for our shit, so that way people could see us interacting and they could see me bust it open on you real quick. Nothing too crazy, though, because, you know, TV has to have some restrictions.
Now, my thing is, if you start venturing to the whole video thing or whatever, we're not radio anymore.
True, but I think it's about that time, though, that the world starts seeing our faces other than Twitter, other than Facebook, seeing us live. Like,
well, you know what, pregame radio, we do have our own YouTube channel. And, you know, from time to time, like, say, if I'm at an event or if I catch some real crazy shit, I'll do a pregame video, you know, and I'll put that out. But, I've always believed I got a face for radio, so that's where I'll be. I'll be on radio.
I'm trying to take over this whole shit. I'm trying to take over everybody's fucking radio stations. I'm trying to take over everybody's TV station. I'm trying to take over the whole damn world, Pinky, if I'm allowed to. If I could, I would. Trust me. I really would.
Also, I gotta give a big salute, shout out, standing ovation this year too. Three game approved artists are UMA nominated. Now, I'm not one to toot my own horn, but so far, any artist who's come through, they've been pregame approved. Their careers take off after they came through here. You know. And our artists, you know, I put ideas out there and things like that, and they don't, you know, they take it lightly. So when the idea blows up, you know, it becomes reality, people are like, oh, shit. So big shout-out to Mo Butter. Big shout-out to Persia. Two female pregame food artists doing their thing in UMAs. Nothing from the males this year. I don't know.
Definitely don't know about the males either, but definitely I'm going to definitely send out a big shout-out to Mo Butter, too, because she's a part of my camp, my familia. She's a big boy management artist doing the damn thing out here in these streets. So definitely shout out to her. Let's hope she, because Big Boy Management, we take home UMAs. D Days has brought home 3 2 years in a row. So he has a total of 6. You know, so we're definitely out here grinding, trying to share our talent. That's all. Like, can we live? Can we shine? Can we get a piece of the pie?
Yeah, I'm saying though, but if your team, like, You got somebody on your team with Jordan numbers already. You got six.
Because I'm a part of a team that got shit going for them. I never join teams that's not beneficial to me. So by D-Days being a big boy management artist and me being CEO of that company, he's benefiting me because he's making our label, our management company, look extra good.
True indeed. Like I said, I do want to get to the fact. I know this one may have you dancing and shaking in your seat. And if you do start dancing, just do me a favor. Like, just, record yourself with your camera phone or something and tweet it to me. I'll share it with the world.
Definitely.
Well, this is Johnny Swagger repping Harlem, which you don't know, and we'll be right back on pregame radio. So, get my cursor going.
It's how we doing it.
It's that new Usher.
What it is. Y'all niggas catch up. Yeah, man. Vegas S. U.S. S. Dot. We don't stop. Yeah.
I wanna take this boat tanning out in DR. A week later, eating mangoes out in PR.
Okay.
I call her Marriott, yeah, she a 5-star. She seems so close, but she's so far. How about some breakfast? If not, we can do lunch. Forget lunch, baby girl, you can be brunch. You look better than some OJ and Rose. Eggs over easy, damn, I need her body.
No remorse.
She's killing me with it. It's a problem that I can't put down. Every
Usher.
Time.
Fuego. Yeah.
She can tell I got something missing. It's the other
thing. I get it in.
She don't know what she do to me. Girl, this ain't new to me. The way you move them buns make me wanna beat it brutally. See me in that BM, don't like per diem. Keep it on the hush, just tweet me in a DM. Drug free, I don't fuck with the ex. And I'm trauma free, I don't fuck with my ex. Twit pick, damn, you look tough in that dress. And if you play your cards right, I might fuck with you next.
I'm a tear it down.
I'm repping for my state, getting money in my
my city. You're stacking up your ones, but I'm stacking up a minute. Tell them
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. Down, down, down.
You're not a gangster.
That's not a hood.
That's just a brick building. A dirty neighborhood. I put on for my city. Then the love turned to hate. So I learned from D. Davis. Said, fuck it, I ain't great. Cause in 2009 wasn't many rap bitches. But since I stepped in and showed them how to win, now let's give a round of applause for three new rap bitches that I just burned.
Motherfuckers hate to see your ass living pretty. I know your life is hard, bitch. Suck a tough city, tell them
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
I'm rapping for myself, getting money in my city. Stacking up your ones, but I'm stacking up a minute.
It's
tell them
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
I'ma tear it down, man. Any stage I step on, I'm not one to brag, but fuck it, I'm the best dog. The name is DJ, and I'm a bad motherfucker, so I gotta turn it up for my sister Mo Butter. DC, what's poppin'? Poppin' what it is. Shout out to my nigga Bishop. Shout out to my nigga Rick. And you know I'm from the act, so you know I go to work, bro. Homie, for them chicks, I get you car. Motherfuckers hate to see your ass living pretty. I know your life is hard, bitch. Suck a tough city, tell them
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
I'm rapping for my state, getting money in my city. Stacking up your ones, but I'm stacking up a minute. Tell them
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. Down, down, down.
Yeah, we are back in the building. That was Connie Swagwish, you don't know, followed by Mo Butter and DJ K. 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black Nikki Barb is here, you know, just rocking out.
In the building.
Yeah, that's that shit that she said.
In the fucking building for Brooklyn Black's birthday, yes.
You know, but let's get into a topic. I just want to ask you with the relationships. Just starting out. Like just start, you know, just starting out. What amount of time do you think should be spent between him and her, you know what I'm saying, to keep it fresh and to keep it vibrant and so no one feels clingy or trapped or stuffed in?
Relationships are not even, that's a word nowadays.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you know, like, say you and a dude, y'all just hook up. You know, y'all official now. Y'all went on a couple dates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you like him. He like you. So y'all official now. How much time should be spent between y'all? Like, so you don't feel trapped or you don't feel stuffy. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, for me, I'm a grown-ass woman, and I believe in if we hit it off and we connect, there is no who made up these rules. Like, you should date a person for 2 weeks before giving up any. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If you guys have a connection, you know, just do you. Like, I believe in going with the flow with things. So if I'm just me to do it, and he takes me out, and we're vibing, and it's going well, and I'm going with the flow, then whatever happens, happens. I'm not going to sit there and be the one to be like, okay, well, you know what? I like you a lot. I like you a lot, lot, lot. And we should wait 3.5 more weeks yet. you know, 3.5 more weeks until I can kiss you or until you could actually walk me to my front door. Like, that's stupid to me. So I believe in just going with the flow with things. So if it's going to work, it's going to work. If it's not, it's not. I don't have any types of, like, rules when it comes down to that part of the dating. Just don't be a hoe and meet a nigga offline, like on Twitter perhaps, and not even know him from a hole in the wall, and you're just going by his ad. You don't even get his Instagram name so you can look at all his other photos and just, like, go sleep with the dude. Like, that's not kosher. But it happens. But for me, relationship-wise, if everything is going well, I go with the flow.
Just let things happen, right?
Just let it happen.
That's shit that I'm on. And also, I just find it crazy, because I seen it where the ex done tried to fight in the bar. And we talking a bar like Applebee's. You know, family establishments, you know? And the dude trying to fight this way, you know, he got the kids, you know, he got the baby in the little fucking baby book bag on his chest. He pushed the stroller. And this dude trying to
fight. A baby book bag? Did you say a baby book bag on his chest?
Yeah.
That's not what the fuck it is, Black. It's not a baby book bag.
Yeah. That should look like a fucking book bag for the whole thing. So.
You're the worst.
Yo, I know every time I wore it, I was instead of attention, dog. So, I'll say.
I think that is sexy when guys wear that. Taking care of their kid. They're taking their kid on an outing. My daughter's father wore it. We alternated. Baby book bag. That's too funny that you said it's a baby book bag, though. Definitely a carrier.
Fine. She's wearing a carrier. She's pushing the stroller. You know.
I'd rather have that than a big-ass stroller. Like, do you not see the female that take public transportation with those big-ass strollers? And half of them, poor baby, be leaning outside the stroller because they're trying to walk it up the stairs, or they're trying to catch this train, or they're trying to come down. And everybody's walking in front of them, trying to get around the stroller because you, like, you got to go the slowest. Like, it's a lot of work. If you have the baby strapped to you in the baby, a.k.a. book bag,
right,
you're more likely to be able to maneuver.
All right, on some real shit, if I'm on a train, I'm trying to get somewhere, and I see that shit, I see a chick with the big stroller trying to get steps or whatever, yo, I'll slow down, let other people go ahead of me and shit. And then when I get to the steps, I just book it because I just got to go.
But
like,
you know what?
I'm saying, but if I take my time to get somewhere, you know what I mean? Then, yeah, I'll up out and shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's the same thing to do. Like, if it was, fellas, if that was your girl and for whatever reason, she's riding the train by herself with a big-ass stroller. You don't want somebody to help out. You know what I'm saying? Don't mean he's trying to help, get in her pants or whatever. He's just trying to be nice.
Yeah, no, because, I mean, it happened to me today. You know, like, that's the reason why I could bring it up, because a lady was walking. You know, I had to take a little trip to another borough today, and I took public transportation. And as I'm getting off, you know, it's my stop, and I'm getting ready to go home, she's struggling with this stroller. So I stopped, you know. I'm like, do you need help, miss? And she's saying no, but you can tell, like, in her face, and she's just struggling and trying to carry and straining and veins popping on her forehead and her arms, and she's still saying no because I guess she does this, like, she's used to it. And, you know, a lot of times with me, like, I have a child, you know that. My daughter just made 4 years old. Shout out to Madison. And she, I had a stroller, but I wasn't lugging her up and on the train with that. She would just stay home until I came back. If we were going places where we can push and I don't have to climb things, she was out with me in that stroller. I did have a baby, a.k.a. book bag, and it was just more convenient. Like, so if I'm going on a train, you know, like, my daughter, she's on me. She's not, you know, like, she's not, there's no big-ass stroller in the middle of the, you know, the train, because that takes up a lot of space, too. The aisles are not that thick. They're not that wide. So when you do have a big ass, and these people, they be having the McLaren strollers, and I'm sure they be coming with all types of compartments, and they be really big, taking up mad space. So, I mean, yes, fellas, like, if you do see a female with a baby in a baby carriage and she looks like she's struggling, you know, be that good Samaritan and try to help her out, because we might say no, but we really do need help. It's not easy. And them train stuff be long, like, long and deep. So, help us out. I'm not gonna screw you off as if you're trying to talk to me. I'm gonna recognize that you're trying to be a gentleman. So yeah, help the ladies out when you see them struggling on the train platforms or at the nearest bus station. Use your strength. Be a man. Pick up that stroller.
Daddy's mothers, if you wanna call yourselves that. One, unless you got to work and she actually has to go somewhere, not because of you home playing Call of Duty and shit. She should not be traveling on the fucking train alone. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's your job. You're supposed to have a stroller. You got to learn how to fold the shit up. You got to learn how to install the motherfucking car seats and shit when you cast or whatever. You know, you got to do this shit. This is part of your job.
I agree.
So, like I said, if you work it, that's different. And she just has to go somewhere and buy. But what if you own playing Call of Duty and shit, and she on her way to you, like, yo, the least you can do is meet at a halfway stop.
Well, you know, I know a couple of baby fathers that they have kids with the females, and they're not together, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm not going to say this all the time, but sometimes, you know, when a woman and a man has a baby and they're not married and, you know, they're not together like that, you know, they may be together for the moment, then they separate, and then, of course, you know, lo and behold, the child usually most likely goes with the mother, the best, you know, well, I can't say that because some situations, you know, if the that's if that parent is the father, then that, you know, he will have custody. But I've seen it to where, you know, the nigga, he'll have a kid, a baby mother, and she, you know that the baby has doctor's appointments and stuff like that. And but because he's not with the daughter's mother, he doesn't be so quick to be like, okay, well, you know what, whenever the baby has, you know, because you have the car, you know, whenever the baby has appointments, you know, just let me know so I could kind of fit that on my schedule. Like, it'd be niggas that have cars or have kids, I just do them, like, fuck y'all. Shout out to y'all, because y'all are whack. And then I'm telling you, like, it's going to be for so long that you're going to be able to mask in that glory of acting like you have no responsibility. Because whether or not you're with your daughter's, your kid's mother, think about it like this. If the kid's mother is not good, how the fuck can you expect your child to be okay? So if that involves you in having to not actually being around, you know, not having, nobody said we have to be on one accord, but if, you know, we're not together, but yet we have a child together and I have things to do with the baby, you know, I don't have a car. Come fucking pick me up. Ain't nobody thinking about you. As soon as you're done with your child, your responsibilities, you can drop us off and go with your next bitch. Simple as that. Niggas, like, I'm telling you, like, when it comes down to men in relationships and when it comes down to men and kids and not being, you know, in a relationship with the mother but still raising the kids, like, they something else. Something else seems to get it together. What you feel about that, though? Having a kid with a female. I think you guys, you know, come to find out.
I don't have kids. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I haven't made children. I haven't, you know.
Yeah, because you're selfish. We're not going to get into that. It's your birthday. I'm
going to
let you live.
Yo. Look here, miss. That is just the way I wrote.
Shout out to the niggas who that just fuck bitches and not and and don't have no type of responsibility or have no type of have no heart and just keep it moving.
That's why I write my tool, because I'm no fool.
Exactly. And ladies, please don't fall. What is it? Don't fall for the scam. Protect your clamp.
Yeah, don't fall for the scam. Like, you know, yo, niggas say the dumbest shit, and I know most niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know the niggas that got chicks be ranting on and venting and blowing up and just going in on. I know these types of niggas. Personally, these are niggas I see on the block. These are niggas I went to high school with. These are niggas, you know, that I've worked with. You know, I know these niggas. So we're not going to win on them.
No, I know a lot of jerks, too. Like, so, but just because I know of them, like, do I fuck with them? Do I respect them? No, not really. But I can't deny the fact that I know of a person. You know what I'm saying? I can't take that back.
Like, I don't know that nigga. Like, that's what he did with her. Like, I don't have a baby by that nigga. That nigga's been damned up with me. You know, he's been of his word with me. Like, whatever he done did with you, I have no control or anything. I can't control it, I ain't cure it, and I ain't cause it, so.
I guess. Just shout out to the also while we talking about, I'm not biased at all. Shout out to the bitches that have kids and don't do shit with themselves and hide behind their, or use their kids as an excuse as to why they're not excelling in life. Oh, because, you know, I have the baby. Or, you know, I can't do that because of the baby. Or, you know, ever since I had the baby. Bitch, 2012. Shut up. Close your mouth. Take all that energy that you're using to say that you can't do this because of your kid and actually use that energy to apply yourself to do it for your child, because your child looks up to you. So I can't respect a female that sits on her ass all day and says that she's at home watching the kid when technically she's really not. The kid is, you know, it's gonna be about so much of you watching your child, like having your eyes on your child within the whole day. So come on, like when your baby's taking a nap, I mean, use that time to surf the web, to fill out applications or further education to get a job that's gonna be in the career field. You know what I'm saying? That's not, you know, because a lot of females, like, they'll be so quick, like, you know what? It's not easy having a child and working at some place like, you know, H&M or, you know, these retail, because, you know, you're working so hard and, you know, you really don't see much of your money because you're getting taxed or due to, like, having to buy food or, you know, transporting back and forth to work. So by the time your paycheck is, you can't really survive, you know, off of just that with you and your child. So if that's the case, bitch, then do something about it. There's so many different training schools, so many different places that offer all these extra skills, so that way you can have the knowledge and the, you know, experience to work in places such as hospitals or, you know, become a lawyer, you know, do something that's going to actually make you some money so that way you can take care of your kids. Like, I know y'all heard Obama. I know y'all heard Obama, man. Take care of your kids. Take care of them, and when I say that, take care of yourself, because when you're not good, your kids are not good. If you have no money in your pocket, bitch, you don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. How do you think your baby? The same rule goes applies for your child. If you don't have it, your child. For real.
I'm sorry, yo. That was some old school shit you just said, son.
Yes, it was. Got to bring it old school on these new school bitches, because they act like they shit don't stink and they act like having a baby is like another fucking, it's like an accessory. It's not. It's really
not. I tell you, yo, for like a couple of years, babies were a new accessory. It was like every female I ran into, it was pregnant. Like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't get the memo.
Yeah, and then today, all of a sudden, you're 16, and you get pregnant. It's like, oh, shit, let me call MTV. Mom, 16 and pregnant. Like, that shit is not cool. Because at 16, you are still, your parents are still fucking, your parents are still basically, like, you know what I'm saying, taking you, you're still like a fucking, what you call it? A fucking, you're dependent on them. So it's just like, 16, you're having a baby, but yet your parents are still paying your cell phone bill, buying your clothes, still giving you money when you want to go to the mall with your friends. What makes you think that you are anywhere near ready to do this for your own child if you're not already doing it by yourself? Like, I don't see how anybody can bring a child into this world and not be prepared for that. Dead ass, like, cause I'm telling you, like, and you know me, what my movement is, the All Barbs, you know, we try to influence women on a daily basis. So what works for me may not work for you, but realistically speaking, if you are not ready, if you have a hard time waking yourself up to get to go to school and to go to work every single day, bitch, what makes you think you are going to have it any easier when you have to wake up yourself to wake up your child to go to school? Not, you know, some people, when they, you know, at a young age, when they do bring a child to this world, some of them, it's a small percentage that actually changes them. You know what I'm saying? They realize that they, you know, they have responsibility, they can't play around anymore. So they get with the program. They thug it out. They suck it up. They become that adult earlier than usual. But majority, though, of the females that are young, that have birth, that give birth, straight playing themselves, trying to get the fucking government's money. Everybody wants some free cheese, some free milk, some free eggs, some wick, and everybody wants them food stamps. But, I mean, come on now.
Free lunch, though.
Yeah, but understand though, like, it's free because it's supposed to benefit you and your child. But you have people that's their mission. Like, I know a parent, and you know this girl, she's younger than me. She actually had her son at like the age of like 16, you know, and. All right, you know, when we saw her on the block, it was just like, oh, okay, she's like a beach girl now, she's about to give birth, and you know, everybody was just like, oh, wow, like, you know, we just know this little girl from running ragged in the street, wow, you know, good kid on her, a beautiful girl, but, you know, just a young teen growing up in today's society. And after she had her son, and, you know, raised her son a little bit, you know, I think he was about 3 years old, her mother forced her to have another baby. Like, need more income in the household. So, one of us have to have another baby. It's not going to be me. So, Black, what time are you heading out?
After this rain and shit passed, son.
Well, shout out to Hash Bronx the Beast, who just sent me, came across my desk real quick. He's having a video shoot. I guess it's for No Pictures. Calling out all models, actors, females. Models in the video, a must, wear shoes. This is not a paid shoot. Refreshments and food will be provided, along with drinks during the shoot. The shoot is Saturday from 7:30 to 11, strict timing. It'll be in the Bronx location, 135th Street. Call Slim, ask him for any questions. His number is 646-465-2009. So, any of you fucking Instagram models and Photoshop bitches, if y'all really want to be, he's not looking for professional models, so it's okay if, you know, if I told you and I said that and that wasn't you. No, you still have a chance because you work the fuck out of Instagram and out of all them effects, you kill it. So, yes, he's calling you. If you guys want to be in a video with Hash Bronx, the Beast, he's definitely down with Corey Guns and all of them. So, good friend of mine. We actually, me and you, we actually went to this barbecue.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so,
What I'm saying, yo, but for real though, like, yo.
These bitches be working the fuck out of Instagram. Tell me that they don't. Photoshop, what? I'm telling you, like, I mean, it is what it is, because, you know, I like to put a little bit of effects in my pictures, but it's one thing, though, like, don't have every picture in your Instagram, like, with effects on it, because people want to see who you are. Like, once they meet you in person, you're not going to be looking around with the effects on you. So stop, you know, be yourself. It's cool to add a little bit of effects to make your picture, you know, a little bit more detailed and a little bit more animated, but these bitches go, I've seen a bitch destroy. Her name should have been Instagram. That's what it should have been.
Yeah.
Every picture had an effect. Like, so how, we wonder how she looks normally. It's a mystery.
Good question.
It is a good question.
347-857-4302. Can I get into this Pro Dilla to join you on that bullshit? So we'll be right back. Happy birthday to me. I'm just happy to be here.
Happy birthday to you. When we come back, I'm going to sing to you, okay?
What's up?
When we come back off break, I'm going to sing to you.
Oh, man. All right. And we'll be right back.
It's pretty like music, man. Ain't really. Need to say my name,
because
y'all niggas already know what it is.
What the fuck? Cannon.
Riding through the city with a chip on my shoulder. I'm mad at the world. I got a lot of shit on my shoulders. Phone going off. I got another bitch on my shoulders. You niggas is tight. You looking kind of stiff in the shoulders. Loosen up before I bruise you up. Love beat to chew it up. Beating down the block with a mask on to shoot it up. Do it up. Looking for a problem, homie. You in luck. Stir the pot. Cooking in the kitchen. I'ma stew it up. Bad look. Talking like you want it, but you mash up. Currently a criminal, know me as a past crook. Spin a nigga head like I hit him with a math book and stick you with a ruler while the motherfucking class look. Hip hop, everything is love until the fifth pop. Catch you on the side street, take your little wristwatch. Get rocked, do it for the paper till I get dropped. Riding dirty like a motherfucker till I get stopped.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that boom.
I'm on that boom.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that boom.
I'm on that boom when I come.
I'm on that boom like a 1-2.
All my niggas dirty.
I'm on that boom when I come.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bull.
I'm on that bull.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bull.
I'm on that bull when I come.
I'm on that bull like a 1-10. All my niggas dirt.
I'm on that bull. Check me out. I was like, yo. I'm Kevin Durant and you Jordan with the Wizards, nigga. I be on the block with my goons, getting slizzard, nigga. Playing for that old white man. Lane kip the nigga, split the nigga, hammer lift the nigga when I hit the nigga. Buzzsaw rap, how they fuck around and rip a nigga. Booby trap flow, how they fuck around and trip a nigga. Bitches doing magic, hoes want trick a nigga. All they getting is a phone call and come and lick a nigga. Sick a nigga, malt lick a nigga, 4/5 a nigga. Bitch a nigga, straight diss a nigga, take a picture, nigga. The last time you see a bad guy like this, I get you for your chain and that thing on your right wrist. Word to Marty, I promise I'm gon' give it up. Money on my head and won't none of you niggas pick it up. That's word to mommy, I promise I'm gon' give it up. Money on my head and won't none of you niggas pick it up.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bull.
I'm on that bull.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bull.
I'm on that bull
when I come.
I'm on that bull like a 1-2.
All my niggas dirt.
I'm on that bull when I come through.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bull.
I'm on that bull.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bull.
I'm on that bull when I come.
I'm on that bull like a 1-jet.
All my niggas dirt.
I'm on that bull when I come through.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bull.
I'm on that bull.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bull.
I'm on that bull when I come.
I'm on that bull like a 1-2.
All my niggas dirt.
I'm on that bull when I come through.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bull.
I'm on that bull.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bull.
I'm on that bull when I come.
I'm on that bull like a 1-jet.
All my niggas dirt.
I'm on that bull when I come through.
Yeah, it's Free Game Radio. It's your man, Brooklyn Black. It's my birthday. We got Miss Nikki Bobs, a.k.a. at How's Your Head Game, with her having damn near 13,000 followers having ass.
Yes, follow me. All you niggas out there, like, I mean, I always say my Twitter name. I'm not biased. I always say that. I always want the females and the fellas to follow me. But fellas, though, if you follow me, you're not going to be disappointed. I talk about everything. Everything. And my Twitter name is at House, HOWSYA, Head, HEAZGAME, House, Get High Game, all one word. If you do search me, how you know it's me is that I have like a little bit of a half naked Abby showing one of the butt cheeks with some lip.
She's gonna be naked.
I'm not. I'm just a butt cheek. Like a butt cheek is my butt cheek sticks out of shorts. Some shorts. So whatever, half naked, whatever. Sex sells. I embrace the fact. Don't be mad at me. I'm comfortable with my body. I love it. I have a child, and I whipped right back into shape. So, yes, follow me on Twitter, and I definitely do have almost 13,000 followers. So, send me a mention, and I'll shout you out to hopefully help you gain. But, yes, definitely shout out Brooklyn Black. Happy motherfucking birthday. I've been telling you happy birthday since yesterday on my show. Before 12 o'clock hit, I told you happy birthday when 12 o'clock hit. I sent you a textgram through Facebook, through Instagram, and Twitter. And I called your ass today to say happy birthday again. Like, happy birthday. And I hope that you are enjoying yourself. You are older, another year. And with age comes, like what? Wisdom and knowledge. So I love you. You know I love you. You're soon to be my husband. A lot of people don't know this, but even if you didn't know it, that's just what's in the works for the future. I listen to the crystal ball. And happy birthday. And I can't sing, but I'm going to sing to you because...
But before you do that, I'm just going to blow your mind real quick with this one throwback. Like, I am betting you this is something you ain't hear in a while. And you got to remember that she used to jam to this shit.
Okay. Let's get into it. Throwback.
Tell me why did you do this to me? After we made plans for family, and you swear you would bear my child, all the while you were out running wild, with your friends spinning all my ends, and I caught you screaming, ooh, I'm with him. I think it's time I let you know, you can go, that's the door. You're nothing but a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, heartbreaker, and I won't let you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the cars, the kids, and the dog. I want it all. You're nothing but a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, heartbreaker, and I won't let you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the cars, the kids, and the dogs. I want it all. You're nothing but oh. 7 years I've lived this life, when inside you made me cry. Through it all I still remain, till you messed up and called me his name. Please don't explain. You go your and I'll maintain. Don't worry, the kids are okay. Just remember you made it in front.
The dog, I want it all. Oh, you're nothing So I'm taking the power, the call, the tears, and the dark.
back. Pre-game ready, your boy Brooklyn Black. Nikki Barbs, I had to take her back real quick.
I was over here singing my little heart out. Bless my heart. Bless my heart. Because like I told you, I can't sing. But I was over here jamming. You definitely have to email me some music just so that I could download into my phone. Those were the jams, Black.
Yo, I told you, pregame radio, you know, we drive on the throwbacks, we drive on the cute shit, the real shit, man. Now, there's some real shit in mainstream that did it, but you gotta find it. You know what I'm saying? Like that new Nas joint, you know.
That's what it is. So, like I said, I wanted to say happy birthday to you. I'm not going to really sing the song. I'm just going to say, you know, like the first line or two. But here it goes. This is Nikki Barbs, birthday edition. To my good old buddy, Brooklyn Black. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Black. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Yay.
I bet you can't sing. I don't try to, but I just wanted to. Aw, thank you. Curtsy.
All right, check it out. Breaking news. Everybody, of course, you can tell if you're in the city that we're under severe thunderstorm watch until about 9 o'clock. But these niggas are talking about hailstones. So if you at work, get home. You know what I'm saying? Just wait till it passes from past by 8, 9 o'clock. You know, I want nobody getting busted in the head and shit.
So what does that mean?
Shout out to Clear Wireless, who every time there's some inclement weather, their service doesn't work. But it's still
shout out to
we're still going. Also, big shout out to Cablevision because they're wilding out right now, too.
Shout out to everybody that's tuning in and fucking with us right now on your birthday edition of Free Game Radio.
Oh, well, you know. So, I'd have to open the chat.
Oh, no. I didn't hear you. What's the guy?
I said my silly self, I didn't know I was yet to open the chat room.
Yes. Chat room. Shout out to everybody that be holding on the chat room, too, that can't be tuning in with us, you know, via phone.
And shout out to Angel Love Sweet, Glamorous Chick. They've been flooding my timeline, Instagram, Twitter. So shout out to them.
Angel, she's on Twitter. She's succeeding.
No, Glamour Chick, but Angel hit me up. Well, over text.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll Glamour Chick if you want. She's definitely be holding it down.
Alright, so we're good now.
I'm searching for a signal. With the weather being all fucking messy, I can't even get no, like, my wireless is just fucking up.
Yeah, it happens. But on the bright side, it is a nice and cool 74 degrees.
Right. Definitely is. Shout out to Gravity underscore G. Who that's on my Twitter, but
just send a recent shout out, so shout out to him. He definitely tunes into all Bob's videos, so just sending him a shout.
Oh, and
shout out to the
yeah, shout out to you, of course, but shout out to the people who got less than 100 followers and they got private pages. Ain't nobody checking for you.
Shout out to the bitches that protect their teeth and not their pussy. Just got her shit on lock with her pussy open. Crazy. Shout out to the bitches that protect their teeth and not their pussies.
Wow.
You bitches say how you go to retweet them and you can't retweet them because they got their shit on lock because they don't want nobody in their profile and shit. But bitch, you don't protect your pussy. You still got a you still got chlamydia going on with you, but you protecting your Twitter page. Like, it's crazy.
Well, I guess that applies for fellas too. They will protect their tweets but not their penis.
You saw what?
I said they protect their tweets, but not their penis.
No, shout out to the niggas that have their penises and their ivies. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I know that you're trying to get, like, you know, followers and whatnot, but you're not going to gain followers with that because nobody wants to just stare and look at a dick all day as they're talking to you. And then on top of that, you're never going to gain any male followers, only gay ones. So, I think this is very disturbing. I can't take you serious. I can't fully conversate with you. Penis is in your abbey, because, like, all I see. It's not cute.
Oh, man, it is. Nice outside, though, I'm not gonna lie.
It's raining, it's pouring, the moment is flowing.
You got Nicki Barb over here singing.
Yeah. Because even though the weather is sucky, it's still a beautiful day because it's the day that she was born and many of the people. So, taking into consideration.
And, you know, another tradition I do on my birthday. I'll even call into a radio station requesting. Matter of fact, I gotta find Lil Nat. Shout out to Lil Nat. I need to find where she's at so she can play my Biggie Trash. She's been playing Biggie Trash for me on my birthday for the past 3 years. So, I gotta find her and have a place to attack me. But we gotta get into one right here on pregame radio. Definitely. We'll be right back.
Be right back.
Yo, check it. Call Lil C's. Tell that motherfucker to bring me some motherfucking weed from the hospital. No, fuck that. Tell Uncle Paulie to go pick up 10,000 from Dez. Go take about like 20 G's from Gina. Tell that motherfucker to get this nigga next door up out of here. That nigga be snoring all night. I can't sleep. And call that big butt nurse with the long hair to come suck my dick.
Come on.
The doctor said I need about 3 weeks of recovery. The nurses is loving me, saying the best part of the day is my half. Feeding me breakfast and giving me a sponge bath. Niggas say I died dead in the streets. Nigga, I'm getting high, getting head on the beach. Chilling, sitting on about half a million. With all my niggas, all my guns, all my women. Next 2 years, got to see about a billion. All for the love of drug dealing. Got no love for the other side, fuck them tricks. Any repercussions, Junior Mafia spit clips all the time. Big Papa kicks the war around. Raw flow, and that's how it goes.
Come on. My nigga swinging things, tamarindian chains, truck necklace, igloo, ringing things. For the bitches, you see them rims spinning grins, that shit with the B trimmed and wings. Heavy and hard, just filled with birds to rap. On the road to the riches, more furs to drag. More niggas to kill, then birds to bag. Hit the jeweler and slurs the tap. Hop out the truck like Trick, what up? Call me Sean if you suck, call me gone when I nut. That's the end of us. Your friend the fuck, twist and bend the up. You know the deal, niggas talking real busy on some ball and shit.
That's right. Right.
Funny how quick these pricks forget. Acting like I ain't the reason they traded they shit. Switch that five, cop that six.
That's
right. It's all good. You know who the crone is. Fuck the Joneses. Niggas trying to keep up with the cone.
Come on.
The notorious K.I. to the M. That's me and MTV, no doubt. Titty out like, whoa, I don't give a fuck. Y'all know my attitude. Can't stand my cologne and stay your ass home. You ran your chaperone. Things done changed, but we continue to reign as the king and the queen of hip-hop. Me and B.I. Frank White, still a center of attention. I'm by his side with the chrome fist playing my position. Sex, young kid from the ghetto. That bitch rocking mics and high heels to level. We taking over like Francis. Switching our styles like the hottest new dances.
Come
see,
on.
I let y'all live a stack of little paper. Be glad I pushed my album back. I did y'all hoes a favor.
Come on now. We are. What's his name?
Wait a minute, yo, stop the music. It's your girl, Miss New Shoes, and I'm tuned in to Pregame Radio with my boy, Brooklyn Black Lady, still on Ebb, supporting real indie music. You know how they do. Now back to the music, baby. Please step off my shoes.
Yeah, we're back in the building. Black, Sticky Balls, and Pregame Radio. It's over here chilling, King Ellison joint, you know, over here talking shit, just laid back type of day.
Very laid back.
With me and the Pregame Radio next Friday, so definitely be on the lookout, but I'll even go to all our video tomorrow night.
Oh, shit, that's right. I'm back on air tomorrow night. Damn.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. But you know what's so funny? Damn, like, I'm so stoned. I was just on the air last night. I love it, though. Gotta love when you have shit to do like this, be back on the air and get to do what you love to do, which is talk. So I definitely love to do that, and I can't wait. Tomorrow, definitely rocking out with the unsigned artist Thursdays, and I'm always excited, but I'm more so interested in what my Twitter fan base has sent me, because they send me music every single day. So I want to hear how they put it down from wherever they are, because I see their fan base raises from all over, so I'm excited. Can't wait to be back on air. And then right after me, you're back on. Are you doing pregame Friday?
Friday. Yeah, I'm going to do a pregame on Friday, so I'm back on air Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
So that's what it do.
So I'll probably book a guest tonight.
I know. But, I mean, let me ask you a question, though. So, do you think that it's only right that the birthday boy and the birthday girl, they have birthday sex?
Yeah, yo. I think if any day out of the year,
but I'm just saying, exactly. Like, if you don't.
If you don't get no Christmas, if you don't get no New Year's,
Easter pussy,
Thanksgiving, at least you give them some on his birthday. Swallow it too. It's his birthday. That one day out of the year.
Do you know I did not have sex on my birthday this year? I've been in. I'll try again next year.
Also, in the same token, even though birthday sex is, like I just said, very important, it's just overrated, because sometimes some motherfuckers be too smack.
But I'm on my mind. Settle it. Like, it's birthday. It's my birthday. I'm blasting birthday cake. I'm a lucky my bitch. I'm talking about putting my cake in faces. The next thing you know, it didn't even happen. Not that it, you know, like, I was just really, I enjoyed the hell out of my birthday. So, that was my stimulation right there, just being around the people that I was around and being where I was at. So, but yeah, I think it's only right once you become not a virgin anymore. Every year after that, you should get some sex. So, are you having sex tonight?
Huh?
Are you having sex tonight?
You gotta just leave that one with the question mark on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not confirming or denying anything, but you know what, though? I haven't heard from my Twitter baby yet, and I feel some type of way.
Word. I haven't heard from your Twitter baby. Your Twitter baby usually hits me up, too, and I haven't heard from her. I have not heard from her. So, you know, I think we should give her a call later on, maybe sometime after the show, see how she's doing. But so that you want sex from your Twitter baby?
I'm just saying, you know, she had me at the bottle, you know. Remember?
I hear that.
She had me with the bottle. But let me ask you, how do you deal with clingy niggas?
How do I feel with what type of niggas?
Clingy niggas. You know.
Greedy?
Clingy. Like, you know, they call you 30 times a day.
Needy niggas.
You
like,
be a
funnier. I don't do well with them type of niggas. I really don't. Because if anybody knows me, Miss Nikki Barbs, they know that I don't have that much patience, and I'm easily to get aggravated, especially, like, when you're doing things that you're not supposed to be doing, or when you're not acting your age, or, you know, like, just the whole, like, being childish. Like, I have a little tolerance for that. So when they tend to, like, I'll put it like this. If you call me the first time and I didn't answer, chances are maybe I missed it, maybe I was sleeping, or, you know, maybe I didn't see it. If you call me the second time and you the thing, you know, there's no, I still don't pick up, maybe you should leave a message. You know, if you're the type to leave a message, leave a message and wait for me to call you back. If you call the third time and I did not respond either to a phone call, a text, or a voicemail back hitting you back, or you called the fourth and fifth time, now I have a problem. And it's very annoying. And when I do speak to you, if I even, you know what I'm saying, if I'm going to, like, speak to you just to even let you know how much you know that wasn't the way to go, like, I'm going to let you have it. Like, don't do that. Like, you called me four times, and I didn't call you back, which clearly, to me, I would get the hint that I'm being ignored, because I know you see it. You know what I'm saying? Even if you didn't see it at that time, a moment, you saw it whenever you did happen to look back at your phone, you got the notification, whatever. Like, if somebody calls me more than three times and I don't answer for them, consider yourself ignored. Consider yourself honestly ignored. I really don't want to talk to you right now, right then and then. And I would get back to you at my earliest convenience.
Wow. That's kind of harsh, though, son.
It's not harsh. It's real life shit. So that's just me. See, not everybody feels that way. So this is why I'm saying that, so the niggas that do that, they won't think about hitting me up, because to them it'd be harsh. But for the real niggas, they understand where I'm coming from.
I feel where you come from, but still, it's still kind of harsh.
It is what it is, though. Like, I'm not.
I don't sweat nobody.
You know what I'm saying? So if I call them more than once, you know what I'm saying, two times, maybe three times, and they don't, and, you know, a whole day goes by, they don't hit me back. Like, obviously that person, you know, either was so busy that they could not get back to you, or that person just didn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what else could it be? Like, because if you call and I and you're somebody I want to talk to, I'm going to pick up. You know what I'm saying? So, that's how I see it. I don't like that. I don't like the aggravating. I don't like the whole, don't, like, niggas be talking to themselves in my phone book, in my texts. They be having a whole conversation with themselves because
and it's all like, hey,
hey,
grudges.
Yeah, back to back, and you yet to have seen a text from me. Like, so technically they're talking to themselves. So how was your day today? Oh, you're not going to tell me how your day was today? Oh, okay, well, let me ask you how your night's going. Oh, you're probably sleeping, so I'm going to just say goodnight, and I'm going to hit you up in the morning. Good morning, like, I have yet to even respond, like. That's annoying. Like, that's very, you know what I'm saying? And then most people will be like, okay, well, you shouldn't give your number out to certain people because, especially if you know how they are. But then again, like, for people like me who don't give their number out like that often, but then when they do, you know what I'm saying? And it makes you feel like you fucking regret it because it's like, damn, if I would only know this nigga, it's going to be so goddamn annoying. I would have just left it at Twitter.
Look, the black and house your head gave Nicki Barbs over here having me dying, rolling, pulling my sides, just enjoying myself. You know, like I said, I'm happy to be here another year.
Another motherfucking year. Shout out to Brooklyn Black.
Yeah, you know, getting up there and it's one hell of a journey. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely one I could look back on it. Like, I did some crazy shit.
Don't worry, I'll be there to rub you down with some Bengay in a couple of years. I got you.
So let me ask you, are you going to see Brooklyn Black today?
I would like to see Brooklyn Black tonight. Of course, you Brooklyn Black, you know I would love to see you tonight. If I can't, you know, due to this yucky-ass weather, I would like to see you on Friday.
Oh, shit.
Friday. Fuck it. And so we can chill, we can have fun. I can show you my two-step, and et cetera. And et cetera. So, yes, but I wish I was with you today.
Oh, tell me what you want to hear. I played something for you.
Okay. Since it's your birthday, and I know, and I want to hear this, because just because, like, I thought about him real quick, I was just getting ready to tweet the nigga. At 50 Cent, no, not who you think, but I want to hear some. You have In the Club, Go Shorty, it's your
birthday. I got that shit,
Black is Worth. You know me, I'm more so, I want to hear. I'm going to go with my all-time favorite. I want to hear some, let's put some Mercy on. Put some Mercy. Swerve. All
right, I got you.
Swerve.
Right here.
Two Chainz is so swaggy. Two Chainz, swaggy. Roxy Blues, New Word, swaggy.
Oh, that shit means wow, it's definitely a great day.
Drop it to the floor, make that a shake. Hey.
Yeah, you talk a whole lot of interesting right now.
Hey.
Is my mic on?
Is my mic on?
What's that on that beat?
Black city chick, rack city chick, big guy, fat ass, pink titty bitch. I be all up in the street with a gritty ass. Wait, let me get my point across. I need a man with a dick like a horse. He call me wet wet, I wet the bed sheet. I'm the great one, Gretzky. The best seed, trying to get a nibble. English accent when I'm on and in the middle. Second fiddle, never bitch, I leave the orchestra. Tell you I love you, I'm nothing and I'm
Scorpio. Arch back, back shots like the Yankees. Pull my head, pound it hard, baby, spank me. Stilettos in the air, he wanna lick the rapper. Ecstasy, my pussy is the rapture. I wanna capture, baby, get the camera. White trash sex like the Tommy Lee and Pamela. I wanna feel your dick throb in my short shot. Strap hammer dick, lemon, take it out the holster. Touch me, tease me, fuck me, please me. Addicted to the dick, I be fiending when it leaves me. I wanna fuck until we both can't breathe. Face down, ass up, daddy, give it to me. I'm a wreck city chick, wreck, wreck city chick. Big time, fat ass, big city bitch. I be all over the street with a grittiest. Wreck city chick, wreck, wreck city chick. Big dog, fat ass, big titty bitch. I be all over the street with a grittiest. Pretty big bitch, certified G. So, through the boys before you holler at me. I wanna take you back in VIP and let you touch me. Down a few bottles at home and let you fuck me. I wanna ride you like a carousel. Pussy in your face, give you brains while we're parallel. Lick it like it's gum in the middle like a blow pop. Baby, don't stop, don't stop, baby, don't stop. I'm about to bust it in your mouth, swallow that. Dons go all night long, shit wear hollow at. With a bottle at, drunk sex dreaming. I'm fucking on the waterbed and looking for the semen. Already fiending and pussy still pouring. I wanna fuck you long time till the morning. Wreck city, bitch, I be with a cash at. Sit back with it hard dick and watch my ass clap. Wreck city chick, wreck, wreck city chick. Bitch, I'm that ass big titty bitch. I be all up in the street where gritty is. Wreck city chick, wreck, wreck city chick. Big dog, fat ass, big titty bitch. I be all up in the street where gritty is.
Well, if it's what we've been on the morning, then I'm not good at this. If it's what we've been on the morning, then I'm not good at this. If it's what we've been come to the microphone with the time song.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Drop it to the flow, make that ass shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's an ass quake. Build a house up on that ass, that's an ass state. Roll my weed on it, that's an ass trait. Say, hey, don't we do this every day, hey? I worked them long nights to get a payday. Finally got paid, now I need shade and a vacay. And niggas still hating, so much hate, I need an AK.
Now we out in Perry. Yeah, I'm Perrier-ing. White girls politicking, that's that Sarah Palin. Getting hot, Californicating. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Time, my top back, this pimp game, ho. I'm red leather, this cocaine, I'm Rick James, ho. I'm bill dropping, this Pac-Man, this pill popping asshole. I'm popping too, these blue dolphins, these soup coffins. All she wanted some yield money, all she needed some bill money. He take his time, he counts it out, I weighs it up, that's real money. Check the neck, check the wrist, them heads turning, that's exorcist. My Audemars like Mardi Gras, that's Swiss time and that's excellence. Two door, preference. Roof gone, George Jefferson. That white frost on that pound cake, so your Duncan Hines is irrelevant. Woo! Lambo, Mercy, Lago, she go wherever I go, wherever we go, we do it pronto.
Okay,
it's like
Lamborghini Mercy. Word. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Word. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Word. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Word. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
That's how I move on.
The building that blows the many time, and still I want more time. Let's have your mother.
Let the suicide doors up. I do suicides on the tour bus. I do suicides on the private jet. You know what that mean, I'm flat at death. I step in Def Jam building like I'm the shit. Tell them give me 50 million or I'ma quit. Most rappers take level, ain't at my waist level. Turn up the bass till it's up in your face level. Don't do no press, but I get the most press, kid. Plus, yo, my bitch make your bitch look like Precious. Something about Mary, she gone off that Molly. Now the whole party is melting like Dolly. Now everybody is moving they body. Don't tell me apartment, I move in the lobby. Yeah. Niggas is loyal, just to feel important. You gon' see lawyers and niggas enjoy.
Okay, now catch up to my campaign. Cool the color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and high at the same time. Drinking champagne on the airplane. Spit rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like Rampage. 100 bands. Cut your girl now, yo girl need a band-aid. Braid A1. Chain the color of Akon. Black diamonds, backpack rhyming. Cold signing by Louis Vuitton. Horsepower, horsepower. All this polo on, I got horsepower. Pound of this cost 4,000. I make it rain, she want more showers. Rain. Pouring. All my cars is foreign. All my bras is foreign. Money tall like Jordan.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Word. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Word. I'm in that juicy Lambo with your girl, she trying to jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Word. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Word. I'm in that juicy Lambo with your girl, she trying to jerk me.
Thank you.
there. How dare he make the remix so deadly? Right. Shazam, Goomba be my pal like Shazam. Yeah. I'm running to you like shoes, oh you who's, and I choose from the fly thing. Chickens that you do. You dudes, can't you see like total? Kissing you got Gina running for the golden. Hit me on my car phone. And if you got the hydro, let me hear you throw. We can take the stroll on the beach, but bad boy, don't take your love away from me.
This is for my ghetto motherfuckers.
40 shots, felony, mischarge, murder. Escobar, TBR bike, I'm switching gears, headlights, shot so bright, bitches streams like this. Them fiends want that D, boy, fed sending decoys, pack that heat, boy, push you where you rest in peace, boy. Get your mama's house shot up, bodies all chopped up, when them bodies pop up, I ain't getting locked up. My Bentley cruise the block with the sunroof top, hood rat jumping on my jock, cause I blew up the spot. Crushing your bins, crushing your navigator system, my QBC. Make y'all niggas tuck your shit in. It's Nas in your area. Queens about to tear it up. Braveheart, y'all scared of us. Real niggas, baby, yo.
What's your name? Cause I'm impressed. Can you treat me good? I will settle for less. You a hot boy.
A rock boy.
A fun toy. A glock boy. Where you live? Is it by yourself? Can I move with you? Do you need some help?
Wilding with the throwbacks and whatnot, just doing the damn thing. But, you know, hit me up. Let me know what you want to hear. We'll get to a few more joints before I get up out of here. Like I said, I'll be kicking it with Joel Ortiz, DJ Nuff, Deuce the Privilege, Pow TV. Everybody over there, 1630 Wildlife Street, Williamsburg. All right, so if you're in the area, definitely come on through. Have some fun with the kids, you heard? I will be right back. Or we can stay right here. But also, I just wanted to, you know, definitely thank everybody who's been on this journey with me that I call pregame radio, everyone who boxed me, everyone who believes in the vision, everyone who calls in, tweets, retweets, you know, just everyone who supports, you know, they, hey, oh, they do music, they bring them over to my way and stuff, you know. Well, I definitely appreciate it, you know, and it's all because you guys, you know, you guys just kept hitting me up and requesting and wanting to get on, so I just, you know, did what was asked. You know what I mean? But, yeah, we up and ready for this tune, and we'll be right back.
Got hoes.
No, no, the crew, no, the crew. They dog, they dog. Give me a call, give me a call.
Hoes, hoes, hoes.
Come on.
Just 770 and 404. I'm worldwide, yet act like y'all know. It's the abominable hoe man. Globetrot International Postman. Hey, but Dick Dope Man. 718-202s. I send small cities and states. IOU. 901. Matter of fact, 305. I'll jump off the G4. We can meet outside. So control your hormones and keep your drawers on. Till I close the door and I'm jumping your bones. 312-313. 215-803. I'll read your horoscope and eat some hors d'oeuvres. 10 on pump 1 needs hold itself serve. 757-410. My cell phone just overloads.
I've got holes. I've got holes.
Stop the violence and put the fofo away. Geek shoot a hold a day. 504-972-713. What you gonna do? You checking out the scene, I'm checking a hold tonight. With perpendicular vehicular homicide. 314-201. Too much green, too much fun. I Bangkok in Bangkok. Can't stop, I turn and hit the same spot. Stay not. I'm the thriller in Manila. Slong in Hong Kong. Pimp them like Bishop, Magic, Don Juan. Man, after Henny with a Coke and a smile, I just pick up the motherfucking phone and dial. I got my condoms in a big ass sack. I'm slanging this jig like a new jack.
Is it cause they like my gangster wall?
Gangster wall.
Is it cause they like my gangster tall?
Gangster tall.
They like my handsome face,
handsome face.
Joy,
214 and a 281.
Kareem,
And I'm back on Pregame Radio.
I'm smarter than Spock.
Politicians on their podium talking a bunch of nonsense, making moves.
about David and only the cool kids. And how he blocked up like broken. All because they were just choking. And we all are, so choose wisely. If you think not, try me. I'm in the prime, so I feel him around me. Feel like this is. I say that proudly. Yeah, so I know we on the right path. Let's play our part, close our eyes and let them be
come
rest.
On.
Everyone who gives me birthday love, who's flooding my Twitter, flooding my Facebook, Instagram post, I appreciate it all. Like, you know what I'm saying, this is the time where it really shows that I'm well-liked and respected. So, you know, it's a real humbling experience. So I want to thank everybody who took time out their day today just to wish me a happy birthday. So I definitely do appreciate it. And, I want to say I love everybody, man. Everybody done, you know, looked out for me. And, you know, they, like I said, show me love and support, so I definitely appreciate it. And like I said, tonight, once the storm passes, I will be, you know, chilling with the homie Joel Ortiz, DJ Enough, Deuce the Privilege, you know what I'm saying? And that address, excuse me, 1630 Warfield Street. All right, 1630 Weirfield Street, that's Weirfield Street in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Be there tonight. And, of course, fellas, please don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect the clan. Don't drink and drive or rob alive. And please, I'm traveling tonight, so I don't want any of y'all drunk niggas hitting me. So, let's just, you know what I'm saying, be safe, have fun. It's summertime, so, you know, kick back, have fun, still get your money, but still, you know, it's your time to kick back. You heard me. With that being said, I'm going to hit y'all with this last track, and I'm out of here. I got to enjoy my birthday, people.
It's a
take over, time to make moves. Make the opposition quit, time to break rules. I'm loyal to myself, never switched, I'm faithful. Grab a banana clip and probably aim for your grapefruit. I hate all the ignorance, the fact you're ungrateful. I'm here to captivate your mind, soul of an angel. I sacrifice my life, take a bullet to save you. But would you take a bullet for me? Without a rest, I'm living like I'm a vet. Hearing voices, kamikaze, rushing to my death. Take a breath, wait. They think I'm going crazy. I don't tolerate your game, don't even try to play me. Hate me, do whatever you wanna do lately. I've been on a mission, my ambition only saved me. Young entrepreneur, yes, hungry for more. Never settle, cause I'm pushing the better with to the floor. And I'm gone, I'm on another level. Heart of a warrior, the mind of a rebel. I get shit done, I'm a child of the ghetto. A product of the block, I'm a rose with no petals. A rose from the fire like a phoenix. Nobody had faith, and nobody would believe it. Cause nobody couldn't see it, so I had to hustle hard. Keep it real so they could feel it. I'm the realest, I'ma tell you exactly. You know I'ma feel it, cause I'm dealing with these demons. I fight until I kill them, I'll never be the victim. I grab them and then I rip them. You living in the darkness, a home of the heartless. No emotion, no affection, no pardon. Backstabbing, snakes slithering in the garden. Trying to make a dollar when people were really starving. Don't you understand, I'ma make a difference regardless. I know that I'm more than a rap artist. You caucus, I'm sharpest when I gotta execute on a target. Wrap them in a carpet and bury them in the forest. I'm talking about my negative thoughts, dearly departed.
Initiating shutdown sequence.